Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Monday, August, it's Tuesday. Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. I almost said 2012. Okay, I should probably try this over again, but I'm not going to. It is Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. And this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. I am not starting off very well, am I? Oh well, no big deal. And I'm going to start off with this podcast with death, because former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens died in a plane crash yesterday, and I did not cry. He's a Republican, and I know I shouldn't be mean or anything, but okay, so he died in a plane crash. That's sad. Also, Patricia Neal died. Do you remember her? She was an actress, and she was in some very famous movies. Breakfast at Tiffany's, she played... Oh, there's a game on Words with Friends. Breakfast at Tiffany's she was in. She played in the original movie on TV, the TV movie of the Waltons, as the Waltons' mother, and she did really well in that movie. She was an amazing actress, and she died at age 84. Which is surprising, because I think she had some major illnesses along the way in her life. So that's sad. So two deaths in 2 days. She died on Sunday, I believe. So that's two. What's the third one? Because, you know, they always say famous people die in threes. So who's next? Oh, you know who's next? Zsa Zsa Gabor. She's going to die because her prognosis or whatever worsened today. I saw that on... Perez Hilton, so she'll probably be the third one. Oh, that's sad. But now, this podcast is really just to give you a quick review of my iPhone 4. Oh, excuse me, keep burping. I told people that I would give you a review of the iPhone 4 and that I would be doing it on my next podcast. Well, the podcast was with the boyfriend, so this one will be all about the iPhone 4. First of all, let's talk about... the design of it. I think it is a very nice, simple design. The glass on both sides is kind of cool. Here's what I found interesting about the actual phone, just right off the bat. It's kind of heavy. It's not a light cell phone. My other cell phone was really light. This one is quite heavy. I mean, in terms of like hand feeling it in your hand, it feels heavy. I've already dropped it once, but luckily it landed flat on the back and nothing happened to it. And I'm waiting for my bumper case to come in because I think that will help if I drop it again. The antenna issue, I have been able to easily duplicate the antenna issue. If you hold your thumb or finger over that one spot, the bars definitely go down. There they go. They're going down. One, two... Yeah, see, it goes down. But then as soon as I move my hand away, they come back. And in terms of reception, I am able to get... I get a full 5 bars here in my house, which is a good thing. Because this is my only phone. I don't have a landline anymore. So getting a full 5 bars is a good thing. And this is under the new system, 4.0.1. So that whole bar algorithm thing, I don't know how it's working, but I get a full 5 bars here in my house. In terms of the plan that I got the very basic plan. I've got the 450 minutes, 200 megabytes of data, and I think I did 200 text messages. Yeah, I did 200 text messages. Because I... do not make phone calls. I don't use data or text messages. This is really just going to be my phone. It just happens to have the added convenience of all these other things on it. I might text some, but, for example, I've had the phone since Friday. Today is the 10th, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fifth day I've had the phone, and guess how many phone calls I've had in that 5 days? None. I've had zero phone calls in 5 days. So I've made one phone call with it. I called the boyfriend just to make sure it was working, and it is working. But I haven't had any phone calls because I don't talk on the phone very much. So the 450 minutes is going to be easily, and they're rollover minutes too each month, so I'm going to have a ton of minutes to roll over, which is fine. Let's see, other things. Connections. You know what I'm missing on this that I like on my iPad? Is the little thing that you can lock the orientation of the screen so that when you're turning the phone, it won't automatically turn sideways because of the accelerometer inside. Well, I learned how to fix that. You do the, what is it? You hold down, I forget what you do, but I know that you can do it. You can lock the orientation. Oh, I know what it is. You double click on the home screen and you swipe across. Yeah, there it is. You double tap on the home button and then you swipe across those recently used applications and you see this little screen lock thing and you can click on that. There's also iPod controls, which is kind of cool too. So then you can press the home screen and go back. Applications. It's funny because I was tweeting today because we were talking about the iPhone. Fairy Princess Holly and who was it? Texas Allen, I think, and I were tweeting back and forth about different things on the iPhone. And Holly showed a picture of her home screen, and she's got a million applications. She put them in folders. You know how you can do that with the iPhone 4 now? And she said she had 7 pages or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the tweet was, but she's got so many applications. Well, I have figured out that I only have 2 pages of applications. If you go 4 across and 4 down, that's 16 on the first page and 16 on the second page. I have 32 applications plus the 4 that are in the dock. So I have, 36 applications. That's it. And the majority of them are the ones that come with Apple. I mean, the only ones that I've installed are Foursquare, Facebook, Twitter, Audio Boo, Crank, Boggle, Words with Friends, Skype, Amazon Kindle, IMDb, Bump, WordPress, Flashlight. And then there's this one, I don't even know, I'm not sure what it does. It's called Red Laser. It reads barcodes. But I was just playing with that, so I may not even keep that one. So I only have those applications, and so far, looking at my data plan, and when I was playing, because I played Crank on the iPhone 2 times, I've used about 24 megabytes of information over the last 5 days, because I looked at the thing. So I'm thinking, I should probably not play Crank and Boggle and Words with Friends, or at least those that have to access the internet. I probably shouldn't play those on the iPhone. I should save that for when I need to use, like, the Maps application or something like that. So I may not be doing that. In terms of the phone, the actual phone part, I only made 1 phone call. But what I realized when I was making that phone call is my contacts show up really cool when you make a phone call. So, for example, the boyfriend's phone number, when I called it, I set up so a picture of him shows up. So I practiced and had him call me. And sure enough, when the phone rang, I didn't answer because he was standing right there. When the phone rang, his picture showed up as that's the person who was calling. So that was kind of cool. So what I did was I went back through all my contacts and added pictures to all the ones that I had pictures for, so that if and when they call, their picture will show up. I think that's cool. What else? Oh, I have this. I got the 16 gig version. And let's see if it shows. I think at some point it shows you how full it is. Let's look for under general. No, I don't know. I don't know where that is. I know it says it's somewhere, but I don't know where that is. I'm not going to fool with that. But I know that I only have, like, do I have all my music on here? I think I have all my music on here, or maybe it's just I have the purchased music on here. And only a few photographs, I know that. All the applications, everything works the same as the iPad. Or I should say it the other way around. Everything on the iPad works like the iPhone because the iPhone came first. Size-wise, I prefer the iPad for all the games because they come in the larger size. But everything else is the same. Speed, it's very fast. Everything launches really fast. I like the brightness. Oh, I know what. The battery life. Definitely the battery goes a lot faster. But Holly told me to turn off location services in the settings, and I did that, but then I couldn't get any, like when I went to use Foursquare, it didn't know where I was, so I had to turn it back on to have Foursquare know where I am. So I turned that back on, but what you can do is you can turn off notifications so that you don't automatically get, like every time someone posts to your Facebook page or whatever, you don't get a notification of that. And every time someone makes a move on Words with Friends, you don't get a notification of that, because that sends information to your phone and that uses up the battery. So when you're not even sitting right there. So I turn those things off. But I like the location services turning on because, for example, all the running around the boyfriend and I did over the weekend, I didn't take the iPad with me this time. I took the iPhone, and I would check in at all the different places we were checking in at Foursquare, and it was so much easier than carrying the big iPad around. But like if we go to a winery, I'll have to take the iPad too because I keep all the notes on there. This thing is way too small to keep notes on. Camera, I love the camera. I wish it was a higher megapixel camera, and I wish I wish it had is stabilization, because I have to hold it still and then the little thing focuses and you press the little button, and then most of my pictures that I've been taking have a slight because I shake the camera, have a slight out of focus thing, at least the ones that I didn't hold still. So I'm going to be very careful when I hold the camera. I have not tried video yet. I do like how the camera will switch from the front to the back. That's kind of cool. But I haven't tried video. I should shoot some video with it and post the video. That'd be kind of cool. What else is there? I changed the home screen to be the Blue Ridge Mountains. It was a picture that was already in there, these blue mountains, and I thought, oh, that's like the Blue Ridge Mountains right here in Virginia. So I chose that. I think I've done one or two audio boos with the phone. Although, you know what? I don't know if it... Does it record in stereo? Does anybody know this? If the iPhone 4 records in stereo on the voice memos thing? I don't know. I didn't even pay attention to that. Because I know if this iPad... Because I'm recording on my iPad... on my iPod Nano... because I like the way it records. But I don't know if the iPhone records in stereo. Interesting question. Do I have any other questions people can tell me? I don't know. No, I think that's all. So, my overall review of the iPhone is it's a wonderful device. I love it. It is very fast. It's bright. That screen is just amazing. The Retina display. As a phone, it's worked fine for me. Reception, I get 5 bars here in my house, and I can duplicate the antenna thing, but it doesn't seem to be an issue when you hold the phone correctly, I guess. And I've already been notified that, well, because I did the bumper thing where you have to download the bumper application and then put a request in, so mine it won't even ship until September 3rd. Excuse me, so I have to be careful with it between now and then. So, there's the iPhone review. I say if you can upgrade, you should do it. It's a great phone. But, watch your minutes and stuff. Because, your monthly bill can be like $120 a month. But right now, mine's $60. And that's how I can justify it, because my old phone was $60 a month. So, anyway. All right, well, that's all for this iPhone review. I would like to remind you that we will not be doing a live show this week on Thursday night on Pride48.com. However, Arthur from the Emerins podcast will be doing a live show on Pride48.com. So I suggest you still go over to the chat room and listen and join in the conversation on Skype. We will return a week from Thursday, which would be August 19th, and that is the date that our book club will be, and we'll get people on Skype and chat about the book that we're reading called When You Don't See Me by Timothy James Beck. I'm only on chapter 4, but others are farther behind than me. So I really do hope to read a lot more when I'm on vacation, because on Thursday morning, the boyfriend and I are driving to Southern Virginia to visit wineries, and there's going to be a lot of downtime. And I'm sure that actually the place we're going to doesn't even have a TV. So they do have wireless, supposedly. But we went there once before, and I remember the wireless was not that great. So we shall see how much connectivity I can get. It's a bed and breakfast that has these cottages, and I remember we stayed in one of the cottages that didn't have, you know, I guess it was too far from the main house to get the Wi-Fi. So I'll be, you know, trying to stay in touch as much as I can, as much Wi-Fi. I'll do it through when we go to different wineries and stuff, because there'll be, well, then again, I have the AT&T, so maybe I won't have a connection issue. I don't know. We'll see. I'm taking the iPod, I'm taking the iPad, the iPhone, and the laptop, all this stuff with me, just in case I need to, you know, connect from one way or the other, from different things. But anyway, we're leaving on Thursday, and we're not coming back until next Tuesday. So, six days. We're going to be gone 6 days. So I won't podcast. Well, I might podcast in those times. I don't know. We'll see. The whole point is that I will not be part of the live show on Thursday night. Arthur will be doing it, but I will return next week with the book club. So that's all I have. So I'm thinking that the boyfriend and I might do a podcast on Wednesday night. We'll just do a little recording ourselves together, and we'll see. But I hope you had a wonderful beginning of the week, Monday and Tuesday, and hopefully your Wednesday is going well too. All right, well, that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.